News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Hezbollah has vowed to retaliate against Israel after accusing it of detonating pagers across Lebanon, killing at least 9 people and wounding almost 3,000 people. Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East news correspondent, joins us now. Alistair, is there any doubt that Mossad is responsible for this?
No, I don't think so. Israel hasn't claimed responsibility officially. They haven't even actually briefed it. But that's not unusual. It's often the case that when Israel is behind attacks like this, or I say like this, this is unprecedented, but, you know, major attacks on their enemies or assassination attempts, they don't claim responsibility. Sometimes they do. We saw that in the case of Fuad Shukr back in July, the senior Hezbollah commander. But more often than not, they don't claim responsibility. And in a way, it's their silence that speaks volumes.
Not the first time that Mossad have used technology to get at the enemies of Israel, as they would see it. Do we know exactly at this stage how they managed to detonate the devices?
Well, I mean, the Mossad has a long track record. They're famed for innovative ways of attacking their enemies. And I mean, this will go down in history as one of the most innovative. I mean, absolutely extraordinary, being able to explode possibly thousands of devices pretty much simultaneously across Beirut, Lebanon, and even into Syria. We don't know exactly how they did it. There's lots of speculation around this morning in the papers across the world. And no doubt some of it's probably closer to the truth than others. But I think, you know, probably what we can say for sure is that somehow they've managed to infiltrate these pagers. They would be aware that Hezbollah switched from using mobile phones to pagers some months ago in order to be safer, ironically, because mobile phones transmit a single signal. They're easier to hack. They're easier to track and to follow. Pagers were considered safer. And so Mossad, being aware of this, have probably, I think probably the most likely explanation, looking at the pictures and the sort of the blast that was created, have probably secreted some high explosive into those pagers and then used some device to remotely detonate it, perhaps by heating up the batteries remotely.
Okay, a final question, Alistair. What impact is this likely to have on existing tensions, the existing conflict in the Middle East?
I don't think it can be good. We wait to see what happens. I have to say, I probably thought that something would happen in the middle of the night, and this act in Beirut yesterday of exploding the pagers was probably the prelude to something bigger, and that Israel would then sort of use the hours afterwards and the chaos that would have been sowed amongst Hezbollah's ranks in order to exploit that and possibly carry out large-scale airstrikes, perhaps some sort of movement on the ground as well. That hasn't happened. So we'll wait and see what the coming hours bring. It could be that Israel was sending this as a message of deterrence, and they want Hezbollah to back down. But Hezbollah are going to be pushed into a corner now, and I can't see a situation where they don't retaliate in some form.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East news correspondent, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. For more on this, let's go to Paul Rogers, Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University and author of The Insecurity Trap. Paul, do you agree with Alistair's take that this can only heighten tensions and make things worse in the Middle East?
Yes, I think it will, but I think it may well be that Netanyahu is intent on doing this. He is very concerned about the way in which the border has been closed and tens of thousands of Israelis have actually been withdrawn from the border just next to Lebanon and are basically in hotels and with family right throughout Israel. And that is a sort of a running sore as far as he is concerned. And he wants to some extent to take the war to Hezbollah, apart from anything else, to show that he's doing something. So I think it may be in some ways an incitement to Hezbollah to react, and then the Israelis can react even more so. One of the significant things about this attack was that, of course, it was remote. Israelis are not involved in any way on the ground, as far as we can tell. And as far as one has to look at this, one has to remember that whenever the Israelis have been involved in ground warfare against Hezbollah, then they found it extremely difficult to do. so they much prefer airstrikes or remote warfare. It's worth remembering that Hezbollah has its origins in the 1980s when Israel occupied much of southern Lebanon, and Hezbollah was a reaction to the Israeli occupation. So this goes on for, you know, decades, in fact, in some ways. But for the moment, it does look to me like this is a kind of deliberate attempt by Netanyahu to up the ante at this particular time for his own needs, for Israel's needs, because they're finding Hezbollah an added complication in their war in Gaza, which, of course, is not going well at present.
Yeah. Is it possible that Hezbollah, though, will think, you know, Israel are capable of getting at us everywhere, no matter where we are, and that it actually, while they will have to make some kind of response, that ultimately they will think maybe we should back away from this? Is that at all a possibility, or is that naive in my thinking?
I think that is pretty unlikely. Essentially, the way things are planning, it's always possible because this is a very unpredictable circumstance. But at the same time, Hezbollah is in this for the long term. It has this very vigorous memory of the direct engagement with the Israeli Defense Forces, basically between 1982 and 1990, although it did extend into more recently. And you had the 2006 war, which again the Israelis found very difficult when it became ground warfare. So I think Hezbollah is in this for the long term. It has said all along that if there's any kind of settlement with Gaza, it would stop any attacks on Israel, at least in the short term. But for the moment, I think those will continue. There will be a lull, I'm pretty sure, because this will have caused many problems within Hezbollah because of the nature of the attack. So it may not happen immediately. And also, one does notice that Iran, which has a great deal of influence with Hezbollah, has not responded to the Israeli attacks earlier in the summer as of yet. And that seems to indicate that Iran does not want to have an all-out war with Israel. And if Iran doesn't have it, then Hezbollah probably will not engage with this in upping the ante too much. There will be a measured response, I would guess, probably sometime within the next month.
Very briefly, Paul, the international reaction, what is it likely to be? This, I mean, this is obviously outside the regular rules of warfare, one would have thought.
Well, in that sense, yes, because this is fair. It's pretty well, it's fairly indiscriminate, at least. I mean, a young child was killed in this. The reaction across the West, I think, will, across the West at least, will be one of considerable concern, particularly for those people who are trying to work for an improved some sort of settlement. And one has to remember that it's not just the likes of Britain and the United States involved in this. Some countries which have a greater track record of trying to bring people together are engaged behind the scenes. And a sense that there will be a degree of dismay now, because this will certainly set things back by months at least.
All right. Paul Rogers, Professor Emeritus of Peace Studies at Bradford University and author of The Insecurity Trap. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
52,000.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.